Today we'll be doing Sivches. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Tzarech lismo ge'ula l'svila, v'lo yafsik li'achar she'amar ga'al Yisrael. One must juxtapose bracha of ga'al Yisrael to Shmona Esrei. You cannot pause after ga'al Yisrael. Rakim ero ones, shelo hiniach tfilin v'nizdam nulo bein ge'ula l'svila, meiniach az v'lo yivarech aleihem arachar she'yispalel, aval talus lo yaniach az. If you didn't have access to your tfilin until someone brought your tfilin right in between ga'al Yisrael and Shmona Esrei, then you can pause to put them on, although you cannot make a bracha, whereas a talis, you're not even allowed to pause to put on. V'im ad shelo amar ga'al Yisrael nizdam nulo talis v'sfilin minichan v'lo yivarech aleihem arachar tfila. If you were brought your talis and tfilin before you got to ga'al Yisrael, again, put them on without a bracha. V'yishomrim shekodem ga'al Yisrael yivarech ala tfilin v'hachi nah. However, the Ramah quotes that our minhag is that if you haven't yet said ga'al Yisrael, you actually make the bracha on tefillin when you put them on. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Zion tells us, Tzarech lismuch ayin l'kaman tzim and kufir aleph, v'lo yafsik afilu b'shehiya ba'alma b'neim. You can't even have a slight pause. She'amar ga'al Yisrael v'hu chamur me'emtza haperek. It's more stringent than the middle of a paragraph. De'in l'hafsik mo afilu mipenei hayira kemo batfila, imlo b'makom she'ish chashash sakana. You're not allowed to pause at all the way that you can during, in other words, the same way you're not allowed to pause during Shmona Esrei, unless there's a concern for one's life. Shalom hiniach v'lo haya yachol hamtin b'kriyas shema ad sheyiz damin tefillin b'shem shehaya misyarei sheya avor zman kriyas shema. You're not allowed to delay, to wait in kriyas shema until you get your tefillin, because you're afraid that maybe you're going to miss the zman for kriyas shema. Yehu adinim misyarei sheya avor zman tefillin mispala b'li tefillin. If you're nervous that you're going to miss man tefillah, you're better off davening without your tefillin. V'seichav kisheyavo acharkach liyado b'emtza hayom o b'mincha yenichem yomarei zemizmor. And then when you get access to your tefillin later in the day, either at mincha or in the middle of the day, so you put it on, you'll say some tehillim. Tzarech iyun. There's a question regarding a case, a person who did not have tefillin when tzibur was davening. Is it better to daven tefillin with tzibur even though you don't have tefillin? And then you should later on fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin independently. Or perhaps it's better to delay until after the tzibur is done, so you can borrow your friend's tefillin. Kadesh yikra kriya shema v'yispalel b'tefillin. So this way you can say shema while wearing tefillin. Pasuk Gemara in Avraham, demutam sheyasake v'achar tefillas atzibur v'yishal tefillin. Kadesh yikra kriya shema v'yispalel b'tefillin. Gemara says it's better to wait and not daven with the tzibur, so that this way you can borrow someone's tefillin after davening, and you can say shema with your tefillin on. Meaniach has the tefillin yishalem shaychos the kriya shema tefillat tefim tzitzis. Tefillin has more relevance to shema shmon esrei than it does than tzitzis and a talis does. Alehem haprichadosh cholik usfirle. The Prichadosh and the Evan Ha'ozer think that once you're allowed to put on tefillin in between Ga'al Yisrael and Shmona Esrei, therefore you can also make a bracha on it. It doesn't constitute a hafsik. But most Achronim disagree, and they assume that the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, which is that you could put on your tefillin between Ga'al Yisrael and Shmona Esrei, but you're not allowed to make a bracha on it. You touch your tefillin, make a bracha on them. Lo yaniach az di al karchach im yirtzel lehisatif petalis yihya muchrach lamud mishkika belila haschil shmona esrei. If you want to wrap yourself in a talis, you're going to be forced to remain silent without starting Shmona Esrei. V'ave hashtika hafsik v'lo hutar kiyam l'sfilin. The only allowance that we make to allow you to do that, to pause, is to put tefillin on between Ga'al Yisrael and Shmona Esrei. Menichan she'en hanachas ha'tefillin u'levishas ha'talas hafsik. Putting on your tefillin or wearing a talis does not constitute a hafsik. Sha'arei afilu yacho likros v'lasuk b'malachto ba'ot shehu korei u'chedele'el b'simit samach kiyam l'sif aleph. As we spoke about earlier, there are scenarios where you could potentially even you could read while you're working, or you can continue reading while you're doing Shema, while you're doing other things. Shakodem Gal Yisrael Rotzalom Arkodem Shomer Baruch Ato Hashem Dil Yachar Mikin Bavali Yosro Lahasik B'Shum Davar Ela Yisayim Gal Yisrael V'Yaniach Atzvelim B'Li Baruchah V'Ayin B'Samach Mashuk Asavni B'Shem Mama Mordechai. So once you already said the words Baruch Ato Hashem, you cannot pause to put your tefillin on. You must say Gal Yisrael Yivarich. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you are going to put on tefillin between Ga'al Yisrael and Shmona Esrei, first of all, you don't say Baruch Shem that you normally say after making the bracha of Al Mitzvah's tefillin. And in fact, you don't even make Al Mitzvah's tefillin at all, because many poskim assume that even in a normal scenario of putting on tefillin, you're not really supposed to make Al Mitzvah's tefillin, even though the Ashkenazi minhag is to recite Al Mitzvah's tefillin. But in this scenario, you would not. Our minhag is that we do in fact recite a bracha when you're putting tefillin on between Gal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sif Test tomorrow.